Apparently, Elsie's River has been declared a no-go zone for e-hailing drivers. Apparently, there was a message issued by the Elsie's River Community Policing Forum addressed to all e-hailing drivers saying that there is such a concern of drivers being falsely hailed and then robbed. It's apparently been happening continuously, and now there's a call to e-hailing drivers. In fact, don't even attempt to pick up or respond to a call emanating from Elsie's River. Imran Mukadam is with the Elsie's River CPF. Has it gotten so bad that you have to put out this alert to e-cab drivers? Like, don't even consider picking up anyone here.
No, that's not what we're saying, Lester. Good morning. We're saying that be cautious when coming into our area, and there's certain pockets of Elsie's River that are hotspots for this kind of crime. So essentially what we're saying is that e-hailing service providers should be cautious when coming into our area, and we've identified specific areas in our warning, roads and areas that should be avoided if they get any requests from those specific areas. It is unfortunate that we have to make this call and that our entire community is being affected by this prevalence of this crime. And we believe it's a syndicate that's operating because they're working within a specific pocket. Our appeal is basically that e-hailing service providers should be cautious and notify the police when they get suspicious requests from these areas so that these criminals can be locked up.
I'm just reading from a statement in front of me. These roads are also part of the list. Ferdale Street, surrounding Connaught Estate area, Springbok Place, 35th and 39th Avenues, Clark's Estate, it says, whole of Elsie's River, Matroosfontein areas affected. Yeah, if we can isolate these pockets of syndicates operating, surely you could then notify the police that this is where these particular syndicates are operating from. These are where these calls are emanating from. And therefore, we can get police to investigate and hopefully arrest. Is that happening?
That's what we're saying, is that we're working with the police. We're working with law enforcement agency. We had a multi-stakeholder meeting last month to address it, and subsequently we've had about three or four more incidents, and on Friday evening, unfortunately, a driver was stabbed in Delvini Estate. So and from there, the call that we should warn these drivers that they are vulnerable when coming into the area. That's our responsibility to ensure the safety of both the drivers and the passengers. So this is where the call is coming from. But it's also to sort of raise the awareness of law enforcement agencies that this is really affecting the entire community, and this is a very essential service for especially people working night shifts, especially for people that are vulnerable, that are ill, elderly. So the service is being used by these sectors of our community, and we need to ensure that the service continues to be provided. But in a way that is safe for everybody. And the only way we can do that is to raise the awareness that we need to get these guys that is perpetrating these crimes against service providers.
I understand that there was an attack of a Uber driver just this weekend.
That's correct. That's what I just mentioned, is that we had one driver, I think about 9 months ago, a body was found of an e-hailing driver in Matroosfontein. So we really are concerned for their safety as well. And we believe that the e-hailing service providers association and the owners of Uber and Bolt and these in-driver, they should also warn their drivers and caution them about the vulnerability that they have in specific areas. And we believe this is not isolated to Elsie's River alone. There are other areas where similar trends are happening, and we should be very cautious about it.
Ibrahim Mukadam, Elsie's River Sepia, thanks so much for the heads up. If you are an e-hailing cab driver, let me know if you've experienced any of these incidents mentioned in Elsie's River. Parts of that community, almost no-go zones for e-hailing drivers. Let me know, 021-446-0567.